Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to update our Kansas dairy producers concerning New World screwworm and where we're seeing activity here in the United States. As of this morning, there were 15 total cases reported across Texas and one case being in New Mexico. Seems like every few days we learn of a new infection emerging from one of the counties in Texas. So as a Kansas producer, what should you be concerned about? Well, number one, if you would be happening to travel into Texas, I'd encourage you to make sure you take a look at the most current screwworm location map to make sure that you're not traveling into an area that's actually under quarantine. On your dairy farms, make sure you just keep a close eye on any animals that might have wounds. Make sure you treat those and cover those if possible. In your calving area, be especially diligent in observing your newborn calves, as the umbilical cord area is a primary place where we sometimes find the screwworm larva. If you do see a spot on your animal, either in a wound or maybe in the umbilical cord area that seems to be enlarging and painful to the animal, make sure you get that checked out by your veterinarian to make sure that you don't have an animal that has a screwworm larvae infection in it. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to continue to be diligent in their inspection of animals and on the watch out for screwworm larvae.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.